So our listener, Erin, ready to move on from her relationship with her boyfriend of a year. However, kind of worried about how he's going to take it. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Ben and Kelly, first off, thank you for all you do. I love listening to your show. It always seems to start my day off with a smile and a laugh, and I think I need some group therapy.
All right.
So I've been dating a really great guy for about a year. But I know I want to end the relationship.
Okay.
I realized he's not for me. I'm ready to be single. The problem is he is completely in love with me and absolutely adores me. And he's been through a lot over the past few years. He's told me that I'm his savior. And I make his life worth living. So that makes this much harder because I genuinely don't want to hurt him or make things worse. I've been trying to come up with the perfect way to break up with him that somehow makes it less devastating, but every idea I've brainstormed with my girlfriend sounds lame. I also know I probably shouldn't say this, but I would really love to stay friends with him someday. I realize that may be completely unrealistic. So how do I break up with someone who I know is going to be absolutely crushed without making him feel abandoned or responsible for my decision? Is there actually a right way to do this? Or do I need to just accept that it's going to hurt? Please help. I really do care about him, and I want to handle this as kindly as I possibly can.
Yeah, that kind of stinks when it's not like there's something egregious in the relationship and you're like, well, you cheated, we're done.
It's
just you just kind of over time realize, you know, this isn't my person. And I'm just wasting time here.
And you don't want to really.
And especially when they say comments like, oh, you make my life worth living and you're my savior. You came at the right time and blah, blah, blah.
And then you start to worry, can they even handle that? And that is just an added level of anxiety about it.
I mean, you can't stay in a relationship.
Just to save the other person's feelings.
But is there a better way to handle it than just saying, hey, it's literally not you, it's me, and I think we'd be better off friends?
I want to love you. I just don't.
I don't think you can even make it a, like, a question. Like, if you say things like, you know, I want to love you. It's, you know, I think we'd be better off as friends. That's almost like giving him hope.
A shred of hope.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you want to end it, it'd probably be best if you just, like, you know what? You just go ahead and cheat. And,
I know.
And just say, I cheated on you. I'm sorry.
It's such an awful thing, though, when you know, like, this person has just been piled on by life, right?
Going through tons of stuff,
and you don't want to be another.
And you're
going
to be another one. Yes, exactly.
All especially right. When it's like he's communicated to you, you've been keeping me afloat.
If you have been through this and had to have that tough conversation, what'd you say? How'd it go? Maybe you've got an example of, well, definitely don't go do what I did.
Exactly.
Right. Maybe that's a good thing to say, too.
We need both.
All right. 502-795-1997. You can always shoot us over a voice note or call or text. We'll take some of your stories on the way. Next, group therapy. And Erin is ready to end things with her boyfriend of a year. Should seem like, you know, albeit uncomfortable, an easier thing to do. Maybe this isn't a tough group therapy, but
he's trying to do it as gently as possible.
Yeah, because he's used words like, you know, oh, you're my savior, and
you make life worth living.
Yeah, and she admits that he's had a tough road.
And she just doesn't want to pile on top of all the other bad stuff that's happened.
Almost everyone who has chimed in has said, you just gotta be honest.
Tell the truth. Victoria, though, says, I lied and said I cheated on him.
That's kind of what I joked about earlier.
Yep, I actually didn't, but I just knew there'd be no way to break up without a reason and other than you're just not for me.
Yeah. Now, Lisa says, ground yourself. Just because someone says it doesn't, they don't mean it, they mean it. Secondly, simply set him down and explain that he deserves more than you are willing to give or can give. Express your feelings about remaining friends on his terms. You'll be fine. He'll likely realize how much better he is without this relationship.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah. Shanna says kind of the same thing on Facebook. There's no easy way to go about breaking up with somebody, especially when there's really nothing wrong in the relationship.
Yeah.
I think you owe it to him and yourself to just be honest, break it to him as easily as possible. Unfortunately, his feelings are going to be hurt.
Yeah.
Just make sure that this is the right decision for you. You're 100% sure before you do it. It sounds like you're pretty ready, though.
Yeah.
And she doesn't really have it. She's not really wavering.
Right. And she didn't say there was anything egregious that happened in the relationship that led to this. It's just the natural thing. It's like, hey, I know you're not the person. So.
But I want you to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another listener had texted us and said, sounds like love bombing. I had the same issue, but he ended up cheating on me. So was able to just break that off immediately.
That sounds like an easier decision.
That's an easier putt.
But he's a good guy and he's done nothing to deserve it. Yeah, it's harder. And it sounds like she really cares about him and just doesn't want to add to the pile of stuff he's already dealt with.
All right, so this is probably what you were already thinking you had to do in the back of your head. We're just confirming that.
Yep.
So, yeah, you just got to be honest with him and say, hey, look, this isn't working out. We're going to have to end things. And
I think, again, point it towards, I'm doing this for you because you deserve someone that's 100% all in the way you are. And I can't do that.
I don't know if you even say more. I'm doing this for you. Because he's like, no, I don't want this. No.
It's telling him he deserves more. Because he deserves someone that loves him just as much.
Okay.
And you're not ever going to be on that level.
All right. Well, good luck, Aaron. I know that's tough. And it's never easy to say, hey, we're done. But this... Yeah, you gotta be honest.
I can't say that I've ever been in that situation. I've always been the dumpy.
I was gonna say, how have guys just dumped you?
Is there an easier way? Took that much care?
they didn't cradle you in little kid gloves and say, "Here, Kelly."
No,
here, Kelly. It's not you. It's me.
No.
Oh, that's tough. All right. Good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.